Over the last 2 weeks, we've led a intensification period in the fight against county lines operating across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. This has involved partnership working with other police forces, with partnership agencies across the county. We have had great success in identifying those that seek to come into the county, seeking to distribute drugs to individual users across our cities and the wider Hampshire footprint. Although this is one mechanism for delivery of drugs into Hampshire, and we continue our fight against other aspects of serious organised crime, we've identified that county lines is still prevalent, still operating and still strong, even in this lockdown environment that we find ourselves in this day. We target our activity against those lines that seek to do the most harm. We often find that they control those lines through the application of violence, exploiting vulnerable people in our communities. I would encourage anybody that's got any concerns about a vulnerable person or has any information that may assist the police in the fight against these networks to speak to their local policing network, their local police officers, contact partners or professionals across social care or health that may be able to gather that information from them. Or if in doubt, they can always contact Crime Stoppers anonymously. One key aspect of the work that we've been trying to focus in and will continue on over the coming months is how we identify those drug users in our communities that we can divert from their addiction into treatment services. So we work to cut off the demand coming into Hampshire, at the same time trying to support those individuals that at the right stage are able to kind of take